Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Summer is around the corner, and one thing's for sure, the shark bites will be on the rise again. We talked about this issue once already way back when, and I do not really want to rehash the old stuff, but I would like to talk about our latest paper that we wrote on the issue, which actually contradicts what all the others say, that the bites are not actually on the increase, but they are on the decrease. But before we really get into the topic, let's first make sure we understand why some people say it's increasing. So there are two viewpoints how you can see or how you can say there is an increase. One is you have the same number of people on a yearly basis in the water and you see the number of bites are increasing. That would work, but kind of hard to say how many people are in the water on a yearly basis. The other one would be that you just use the actual numbers independent of how many people are in the water. So, for example, 3 years ago we had 60 bites and 70 and 80. Then you would actually say, yeah, it's increasing, which, of course, you cannot really conclude that because you don't know how many people are in the water. But I think you get the picture, okay? So, actually, we wrote a paper with the title Against Common Assumptions, The World Shark Bite Rates Are Decreasing. You can download this paper as a PDF or send me a note and I'll send it to you. So why do we say it's decreasing while the others saying the opposite? Well, it all comes down to the statistical testing you're using or the modeling, how you do that. And what we did in the past, first of all, we created bite rates. We talked about bite rates as well. Bite rates is basically you look for a common denominator. For example, if in Volusia County, Florida, let's say you have X amount of people in the water and you compare it to Miami-Dade, X amount of people in the water. So then you see how many bites you have over a given time and then you can say, well, this bite rate is higher than the other one. So the people in the water are the common denominator. So that actually would work best. Problem is, of course, not many agencies actually determine the number of people in the water. So the next best thing would be we compare population of a county, assuming that a proportional number of this actually population then actually goes to the beach as well. And so we would have another base as well. So this is how we normally talk about bites. We use, don't really use the actual numbers, but we use bite rates. But this time we actually used a little more sophisticated approach. And my colleague and friend, Dr. Ray Damien, is a professor of statistics and mathematics. He worked with a new software called JoinPoint. And with that application, we actually could see that the bites are decreasing. So you would say, great result, you know, the bites are actually decreasing. Well, it's better than the opposite, but it's still not a good result because it indicates that the overall number of sharks are dwindling due to overfishing. Of course, we knew that all along, and here's one more proof that we harm sharks. If we would act on it, then bravo, we learn from our past. But we won't, because they're sharks. And here comes the problem. The common assumption is that the bites are on the rise, not what we just disproved. So the shark population must be okay, otherwise there could not be more bites. That's how people would argue. Sure, someone who reads between the lines could say that sharks are more drawn to the shore area because, like, for example, there's less food available further out. But honestly, if someone reads on the web or hears it on the news that quote-unquote shark attacks on the rise, they would not try to interpret the information, but take it as face value. Unfortunately, when it comes to nature, many aspects need background information to fully understand the issue. And honestly, who has the time to do that? Or is so much interested in a topic that he or she is willing to actually get into it? Hardly anybody. So I hope that our study gets momentum since it's getting really close to summertime. And even more so since a few months back, another study came out, same topic, and those guys tried to prove the opposite, namely a bite increase. If a journalist gets aware of such a study, even incorrect, in our opinion, we for sure will get another summer of sharks that we had in 2001. And that summer was a bad one. Not so much because we had especially a lot of bites. No, but we had some bites that really were dragged through the media for months. And the hype, seriously, the hype was incredible. And we all know, once the media has its fangs in an issue, it won't let go until something more sensational shows up at the horizon. It's sad to realize that this is how press normally works. And even more so in summer, when seemingly nothing happens, somewhere you always find a shark bite and you can dwell on it. And if there are none, well, then let's rehash the previous summer or just raise the question again. What would happen if Jaws would still be out there? Or Megalodon? Or any other of these infamous movie creatures? And you may have seen the preview already in the movie theaters. There's another shark movie coming out. I think it's 47 meters or whatever, this time without a cage. So, a lot of BS. But what can you do? People seem to love that stuff. But of course, we also know when people go to these movies, they are very superficial. You know, they just believe what they see on the big screen and they hardly question these issues. So, subconsciously, the seed is planted again. Sharks are bad, sharks bite, and if you see that the bites are increased, no one questions. Yes, that's the way it is. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.